Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It is a brand new day, and this is our morning connection, our new ritual. Connecting this way, sharing our love, our passion for bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever you call it, and most importantly, life, as we're transforming, we're working towards becoming that person we know we can, becoming that man that you really want to be, what I call making your man formation. And ladies, yes, you can make your man formation too. I guess you can just call it your woman formation, right? So it's all about becoming a better you. I don't know about you. It seems like my entire life I have been just focused on just improving myself in every way. And it seems like it's an endless process. And sometimes, unless I really go back and reflect on notes or some type of journaling, it doesn't seem like you're really making all that progress, that much progress. Maybe you guys can identify with that. You just chip, chip, chip away. There's always a bigger hurdle to get over. There's always one in front of you. There's always dozens in front of you. Sometimes you got to take a look back and appreciate, recognize all that work that you've done in the past to become this person who you are today. And regardless of what I've accomplished in the past or what any changes I've made or any transformation, man formations that I've made, I've talked a lot about, you know, my development as a person on this podcast, and I'll continue to do that, getting a lot of great emails, very appreciative of the stories about my personal life that I'm sharing with you. And as I think about that, hey, big shout out to Jill. Hey, Miss Jules on the bodybuilding.com forum. Thank you so much for that nice email. That's something nice to wake up to. Just gives me, I love the feedback. All right. I love it when you share this, you retweet it, you make your comments down below on skiplacour.com, you make your comments on Facebook. It really gets me even more excited to get up every single morning and do this for you, connect in this way. And I'm really committed to doing this for you. And one thing I talk about with my Mass Machine Nutrition supplement line is that I will not let you down. I want to assure you that I'm working hard, I'm working intelligently to bring you the most effective, highest quality sports nutrition products and cutting edge to all science-based, science-backed research to go along with my supplements. I will not let you down. Well, when it comes to these podcasts, like I said, I really enjoy doing these, but I want you to know that I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that I keep on producing these because I know how addicting these can come. You know, you're going through this world. Sometimes you think you're going to alone. You find somebody who speaks your language, who's lived your life or the life that you want to live eventually, going through the same challenges. Maybe he's conquered some of those challenges. And you develop this connection. And you know, part of the reason why I'm doing these podcasts and why I enjoy them so much is I grew up listening to talk radio ever since I was very, very young. And it becomes part of your day. It really becomes a ritual. It becomes an addiction. That's your connection when you find what I remember when I would find a radio station and the personalities. It was just part of my day. And I remember when I was just so disappointed when they went on vacation. You know, so I'd go into like my morning rituals of work or working out or whatever. I'd turn on, you know, my favorite talk show in the morning only to hear a repeat show because they're on vacation. Now, look, every talk show host has to go on vacation. I guess I can intellectually appreciate that. But there's always something missing for me when they went on vacation. It's amazing how that works. So I always keep that in mind when maybe I'm tired or I got a lot of other things going on, that I'm always going to take this time in the morning to connect with you. The numbers have been great. They're growing rapidly. And that's because of not just because of the effort that I'm putting in, it's because of you liking it and sharing it and leaving your comments. It's getting viral, you know, on the internet. People are bumping into it, sticking around and liking it. So continue to do that. I really appreciate your support. So what I was saying is that, like, God, seems like I'm always working on myself. And I'm resolved to the fact that that's how it's going to be until the day that I die, always pushing for more. And for me, what I need to make sure that I do, and what I encourage you to do, is always take that inventory that you are indeed making progress in some way, shape, or form, all right? Boy, I tell you, I have so many things on my list to do. All these projects. How about you? I mean, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this. This list full of long-term, long-range projects that may take months, if not even longer. You have the mid-range projects that are, I don't know, 10, 12 hours worth of work, and dozens of the 5 or 10-minute projects. And all of those projects, those goals, those things you want to do, these are all piecing you the dream, your dream life, your dream situation at work or whatever it may be, piece by piece, putting that puzzle together. What do you guys do in that situation? What do you do? Do you just, you know, keep all your daily disciplines exactly the same? And then, you know, if you have a full day, that could pretty much take up most of your day. And then when you have those hour-long gaps or those 30-minute gaps throughout the day, do you chip away at all those projects that you know if you can get those things done, it's going to take your life to the next level? All right. Or do you, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, that you kind of let the daily disciplines, you just put them aside for a while. And it's okay. You don't get stressed out about it. Maybe you don't go to the gym or something like that. Maybe you let some paperwork build up because you have to have that uninterrupted focus for those 5 hours if this project is ever going to get done. How do you go about it? I would say that the latter is probably the most effective for me. Now, I don't like getting behind on my day-to-day disciplines. You know, that gives me that certainty, that structure, that predictability that, you know, I've talked about many times. At the same time, though, it just takes so long to get things done, especially things that need some focus and some dedication for a series of hours. You can't, like, jump in, do it. You kind of just get into your groove or learn the system, right? Because a lot of times when you're doing all these projects, it's not, you have the idea in your head. You know it's going to work out. You have the confidence. But, you know, working on the computer, doing the systems, that part is a whole brand new skill set for you, right? And so that's what takes up your time, not the creative genius that's in your mind, getting that down on paper or on a computer file, whatever. It's all those technical skills that there's somebody out there who does it every single day. That's all they do. They don't do the thinking part. They do the technical things. But you have to be able to do that. So when you jump in it, and then you just have to get out of it 10 minutes later, and then you jump back in, you still have to kind of get re-familiarized with, you know, all those technical skills, right? You know, so for me, here's an example. It's like all the new products that I'm coming out for Mass Machine Nutrition. You know, there's the label designs, all the wording. I mean, it's a very detailed process that you have to be very, very specific about. All right. It's easier for me just to block everything out and then put on my artist hat for a couple of days and do all the art for all the different labels, right? And then take that hat off, then put on my quality control, the definite presenting of what this will do for your body in a more scientific manner, right? Putting that hat on and then doing that part of the process, right? Then, then taking that hat off, and then you have to become a copywriter. You have to sell the whole product. You know, you can't just slap on some words. It has to be the right words, and you have to test out things. You know, all that goes into the process to have the ideal, you know, presentation. Well, it's very hard for me. It's very challenging for me, all right, to do that all while I go through all my projects throughout the day, right? So other things like Manformation product, I've got great products that you'll see that are coming there. You know, I've got to just wipe that clean, slate clean, get that done. The Manformation audio seminar, that whole series that I do, you know, that's one project that I'm really excited about. You guys are really excited about. And, you know, in the middle of my day doing all that. Those are just a couple of examples, but I could probably do about 10 more things like that. So what do you do? Or do you even think about it? What's the best strategy for you? Because we all, you know, we all work differently under different conditions. And it's almost you can't just come up with a theory on what makes you most effective and efficient. You actually have to test under the right conditions. Everything is just a theory until you try to work it out, right? So, yeah, I was just wondering, you know, if you feel that same type of pressure, angst, that throwing up, balancing all the balls and, you know, piecing together your dream and your projects, how that feels and actually how you go about it. You know, I wanted to talk about exercise execution. I want to make a special offer to you, especially as this grows, as this podcast grows, more and more people listening. And this is something that I started with my weekly coaching program. And let me just tell you a moment about my weekly coaching program. What I do is I take, you know, highly motivated individuals, right, who really want to take, it's not just bodybuilding and training, it's their life. I have several Manformation clients, right? And, you know, I'm not, my program, the way I coach and teach, it isn't like, you know, what you'd see on Facebook when people talk about their coaching and it's like contest coaching or they'll get you in the shape of your life and all those things. I could do all those things and I'll help my clients any way I can, but mine is more of a like lifestyle type coaching. All these things that I talk about in these podcasts, daily disciplines, focus, management, sticking to your goals. I mean, that's what I mostly focus on. And I talk to you every single week for 30 minutes. And we have a designated time every week. So if Tuesday's the day at 10 a.m., it's Tuesday at 10 a.m. every single week. And I do it for 3 months stretches of time, 6 month stretches of time, and year-long stretches of time. And you can go to skiplookcore.com and go to coaching and check out all these programs. Because I know that change in standards and goals is about you focusing, and I get you to focus and think about every single week. I keep that consistency, you know, so you know you have assignments, and it just keeps you on top of focusing on what it is you want. And on the bodybuilding end, what I found to be extremely helpful is when I have my clients start a YouTube channel. And just take a, I don't know, 15, 20 second video of a particular exercise, right? And then it's just amazing all the things that I can see, especially like a lot of the people who I do coaching with. They've been training. They're not necessarily beginners, even though I have a lot of beginners. I mean, they're looking for that edge, that next level. Some have 10 years of training. And when I have them post a video on their YouTube channel, it's like I see things that, you know, along, there's so many parts of this process. There's so many things that I see them, you know, missing when it comes to their different exercises. It's just a small adjustment here, a small adjustment there that, you know, I can see on the video clip. And it is so massively helpful. It'll get you like up to, it'll double your learning curve, your time, by having me look at it with my almost 25 years of experience. And you might think, well, what can I see from all across the world by looking at me do these exercises? I'm telling you, it's massive. I mean, that particular aspect that I added to my weekly coaching program, that is probably the most valuable. And you think about it, if we do this for 3 months or 6 months, and then I get them in the habit of doing at least a couple every single week. So, you know, we go over, look at it. You know, it isn't like there's always something wrong. But usually I can find one little small next level distinction for them. You know, get a couple done a day, because a lot of people assume that they're doing it right. I answer a lot of questions, and, you know, people want training routines. Like, give me an arm routine. Give me a chest routine. It isn't about, I can definitely do that. You can go to skiplecore.com, look at all the mass machine training routines. And a person might say, well, what about me? I need something special for my chest. And it isn't necessarily a special set of exercises that are going to make the difference. It's really your execution. It's how you move that exercise. And is your assumption that you're executing the exercise, is it really what's happening? I mean, do you take videos? Do you look at it? Do you break it down? Do you know what to look for? Right? I mean, it seems like a curl. All you do is just move it up and move it down. But there's a little bit more to that, like your elbow position. You know, how wide you bring it down? Are you controlling the weight on the way down? The angle, at least, you know, in your head of how you push it up. Where do you come to? There's a lot of things that go into a barbell curl that you may or may not notice. Maybe some things like one elbow is flared out a little bit more than the other, right? Maybe this is one thing I see a lot, is your foot, your body foundation, you know, how stable, how strong, does it support good, hard, heavy, effective training? Those are some things that, you know, people just don't see. And I want to offer that to you. And what you need to do is be willing to not just post it for me to see and send me a link to your YouTube page, is I want to make this a win-win situation for you and for me. And so what I ask for you for this type of one-on-one coaching, using my experience to come to your part of the world, so to speak, over the internet, and give you this type of analysis, is to go to my bodybuilding.com message board thread and just post your 10-second video, right? And I'll break it down. I want you to post it because I want to help you, and at the same time help hundreds, if not thousands, of other people who will go to the thread and see the work that I do with you, and they can benefit from it too. So if that sounds like a deal, you're willing to do that, you know, set up your YouTube channel if you don't have one. Go to bodybuilding.com, my message board thread. I will leave a link in this podcast. I think that you're going to need to have at least 50 posts in the thread to actually show the video, but you can put the link in there until you do it. And then you might want to hurry up and go around and just make random comments about whatever's going on the message board, so you can hurry up and get your 50, but I can repost the video itself. I'm telling you, this is massively, massively helpful. If you are working hard, if you are training hard, you can't get those gains. You know, you're doing your bench press and you think you're feeling it in your triceps. I hear that a lot. And so they just give up on bench press, you know, or they can't get the movement on a deadlift right. I'm telling you, I can take a look at it and really help you out. And then that's behind you. And then just like anything, you practice, everything is hard before it becomes easy and become better and better and better. So I'm going to leave the link to the bodybuilding.com message board. Take me up on that. right? I want to be that coach. I want to be that person who helps you take your bodybuilding training and your life to the next level. You're putting so much time into this. Let me use my experience to help you out. All right. So, but just remember, if you're searching for that chest routine or that arm routine, and you can't seem to find one that, you know, stimulates the growth that you want, it's not that you have the wrong combination of, you know, barbell curls before hammer curls before, you know, whatever, regular dumbbell curls. You do it in this order and not that order, and you do four sets instead of two sets. All that becomes secondary to proper exercise execution. And that exercise execution may be something that you probably don't appreciate quite yet. Right? For you, it's just moving it up and down. And let me just tell you, is that if you see my videos, right? You see my earlier videos to my latter videos, you can see I constantly, after, you know, 15 years, I continue to improve. So if I say that maybe you're not appreciating all the fine distinctions that give you that muscle stimulation with your exercise execution, you know, I don't care if you've been training for 2 years or 5 years, that's okay. Don't take that as any type of negative comment. Hey, what's he talking about? He doesn't know how I train, man. I train intense. I use good form. Look, you know, I'm not trying to challenge you on that, but if you're like me, you will continue to learn, up to 15 years of training. And if you want some help taking it to the next level sooner rather than later, I'm here to give you this absolutely free service, all right? So go to the bodybuilding.com message board. You can see the link here, right? And get started with that process. Glad to help you out this way. And while you're there, click a couple links and, you know, stock up on Skipplecore's Mass Machine Nutrition while you're there, right? Let's make this a win-win situation, all right? So have a great day, all right? And we'll talk tomorrow for our morning connection.